Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Chiaroscuro is a technique in visual art that tells vivid stories through sharp contrasts of light and dark. Rembrandt, Caravaggio, and Leonardo da Vinci all used chiaroscuro in their Renaissance masterpieces. This hour, we'll uncover moments of darkness and light with instruments and voice, plus music from our featured release, Soundscape, Leonardo da Vinci, by Capella della Torre, led by Caterina Boimel.
Thank you.
The opening chorus of Christoph Graupner's setting of Psalm 130, Out of the Depths Have I Cried Unto Thee, O Lord, from his cantata by the same title, performed by the Richikar Consort, from their 2010 release, Aus der Tiefe. We'll hear another setting of this famous text by German Baroque composer Johann Philipp Forch later on today's program. The arts can uplift, entertain, and inspire us. Sometimes, though, when we're in a place of sadness, the best way to deal with our emotions is to lean in. In the English Renaissance, embracing feelings of sadness and the artistic expression of that feeling was very much a trend. John Dowland's song In Darkness Let Me Dwell, for lute and voice, invites us to wallow in melancholy, with the world around us shifting into uncertainty.
Thank you.
In Darkness Let Me Dwell, a song for lute and voice by English Renaissance composer John Dowland. We heard tenor Michael Chance and lutenist Paul Beyer. Melancholy was in vogue in Italy as well, where we meet Flemish composer Cipriano de Rore, who worked in Venice and Ferrara. Cipriano de Rore was especially skilled in madrigal writing, which brings to life poetry of Italian masters like Petrarch. In his book One Madrigal, Now That the Heavens and the Wind and the Earth Are Silent, Cipriano de Rore paints sadness in a sonnet by Petrarch using vocal polyphony. The poem begins, "Now that the heavens and the earth and the wind are silent, and sleep reigns in the beasts and the birds, night drives her starry car about, and in his bed the sea lies without a wave. I wake, I think, I burn, I weep." The poem ends, "A thousand times a day I die, and a thousand am reborn, so far am I from my health." We heard Or che il ciel e la terra, the madrigal Now That the Heavens and the Wind and the Earth Are Silent by Cipriano de Rore. Scott Metcalf led Blue Heron from their 2019 release I Madrigali a Cinque Voci. Sometimes we connect with feelings of darkness, not with text, but with timbre. Instruments that play in low registers can evoke feelings of stability as well as sadness. Violone, bassoon, cello, theorbo, and organ pedals often provide a harmonic musical foundation for ensembles, the basso continuo group. And occasionally, these instruments are also given their own chance to shine. We'll hear Giovanni Lorenzo Lullier's Sonata in A Minor, featuring bass violinist Renato Criscuolo.
Thank you.
Sonata in A minor by Italian Baroque composer Giovanni Lorenzo Lullier. Renato Crisguolo performed on bass violin with harpsichordist Alberto Bagnai and Baroque guitarist Bud Roach. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Lux Aeterna, Eternal Light, plain chant sung by Cantores in Ecclesia from a CD called O Lux Beatissima. This hour, we're exploring musical expressions of darkness and light. We heard a lot of darkness in the first half of the program, but let us not remain in darkness forever. Psalm 130 begins, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord." The believer pleads with God for forgiveness and redemption. In Judaism, this psalm is used in the holy season for 11 days after Rosh Hashanah, as congregants prepare themselves for the repentance of Yom Kippur. We'll hear a setting of Psalm 130 by German Baroque composer Johann Philipp Fort. Thank you. We heard Johann Philipp Forch's setting of Psalm 130, Out of the Depths Have I Cried Unto Thee, O Lord. Greta de Regere was the soprano with the Richikar consort. One of the most well-loved musical depictions of darkness moving to light is a recitative aria pair from Handel's Messiah. Both texts are from the book of Isaiah. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Then, finally, darkness gives way to light in the brilliant chorus, For unto us a child is born.
And they that dwell in the
Music from Handel's Lenten Oratorio, Messiah. We heard bass soloist Christopher Purvis with The 16 and their orchestra, directed by Harry Christophers. Our featured release this week is Soundscape, Leonardo da Vinci, featuring music from the time and place of one of the greatest minds of his age. Leonardo was a painter, sculptor, engineer, and philosopher. And what better way to describe music surrounding this Renaissance man than with a Renaissance wind band, where players often have to switch among five or more instruments in a single concert? We'll hear Heinrich Isaac's Alla Battaglia on shawms and sackbuts.
Thank you.
Katharina Bäumel led Cappella della Torre in Alla Battaglia by Heinrich Isaac. We're listening to music from our featured release, Soundscape, Leonardo da Vinci, released by Deutsche Harmonia Mundi in 2018. In addition to his pursuits in architecture, art, and beyond, Leonardo da Vinci wrote music. His love of puzzles is evident in Amore sola fare mirare, a musical riddle, an improvisation based on words and note names. Hear the syllables in the title? Amore sola fare mirare. Amore sola mi fa remirare, a musical riddle, music by Leonardo da Vinci. Katharina Bäumel led Cappella della Torre. Let's end with a cheerful tune by Marchetto Cara. The Renaissance courtier Baldassare Castiglione praised Cara and Leonardo da Vinci in his famous book, The Courtier. Nor does our friend Marchetto Cara move us less by his singing, but with a gentler harmony, because he softens and penetrates our souls by placid means, full of plaintive sweetness, greatly stirring them to sweet emotion. End quote. Here is Tante Volte Si by lutenist and composer Marchetto Cara.
Ed in cambio avere un no, ed in cambio.
Tante Volte Sì by Marchetto Cara. Cappella della Torre was directed by Caterina Boimo. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoop-Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.